How has TJ done with pass protection?
Good. He's done a good job. He's really elevated. He's he's unique in the meetings and how he really picks it up very quick. And I think the big thing was just getting reps at it and getting an idea, you know, how his fits and reading the protection. So, yeah, he's done a great job.
Are you happy with how he's coming along, running it, catching it, and
the ball? I feel like he's you know, receiving. He's done a great job there. And running the ball, too. I felt like he's always run very hard. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, seeing the big picture and, you know, getting a feel for it. But, you know, I really like him. Very pleased with him. Very pleased.
Dante's just sick.
Just sick. Yeah.
So there's no anticipation he won't be ready.
No, yeah, that's right. He should be good.
Any difference with Chris Ivory? I know he was dealing with the injury early.
Yeah.
It looked like he's back.
He had a much better day today. We'll be smart with him tomorrow. I think we'll visit as a staff what we want to do. But from where he was 2 days ago to today, or yesterday to today, much better. Much better.
How much would you like to see that become what you sort of envisioned, the two-headed back?
Well, it'd be great. It'd be great. I'd like to see him back at full strength, and that's where I think he's getting closer. Really big strides today. Really big strides today. So that's a positive note for us. So we'll see how it plays out as we get closer. I think he's another guy that we'll talk about what to do, you know, with tomorrow's practice, even though it's a walkthrough, just to ensure that he's ready to go on Sunday.
Is Ben Correa going to be able to play if Neal's down?
You know, that would be a topic of conversation for us. I think it depends on how he did today. You know, he feels great. I think it's just a matter of going through the testing and see where he's at conditioning-wise and what he can handle. But, you know, if Neal's, like, the situation doesn't improve for Neal, you know, I think that will even heighten that conversation.
Has Tayshaun played as well as you hoped?
Yeah. I think, you know, with him it's hard because it's a middle third safety and his involvement in the game. But when you don't hear a lot about explosive runs and explosive plays up the chute, you know, that's a credit to him because, you know, he has a big part in that. So if you don't hear his name a lot as far as that's concerned, it's a good thing.
Are offenses scheming away from him so that he's not more involved?
Gibson?
Yeah.
No,